This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Feels good to be able to say that Texas is in better straits than it was just a few years ago, and you can say now is partially free again. California is gone, gone, gone. Fallen to corruption, fallen to evil. D.C. is a fetid swamp, crying out to be drained. Trump has turned the economy back on in only 68 days in office. And so you go to CNN, the globalist news network. It looks like it's going to get even worse for Trump. With a possible shutdown on the Russia investigation looming, Trump's road ahead could be grim. And now we've got Republican members of the Senate coming out and, oh, they're very concerned. The same Republican establishment that is in bed with Paul Ryan. And you can bet your bottom dollar that they're working together behind the scenes to bring down Trump. And Van Jones says Trump may have signed Earth's death warrant. That's right, but only the super friends, Hillary and others, by paying them carbon taxes directly can save you. They say carbon dioxide out of a coal plant here in the United States giving us cheap, clean energy is bad, but China can have smokestacks, no scrubbers, as they're called. The thing, it looks like a small town, all the tubes and things, all the big containment facilities. That's what they run the coal smoke through, and they get all these distillates out that are used for roofing your house, that are used for creating steel, that are used for all sorts of different operations, creating artificial diamonds. Yes, that's where they get the carbon. Literally thousands of products coming out of the coal power plants. You look at China, they were just showing some photos of China. That's real smoke coming out. But they always only show our power plants in the winter. Yeah, those are nuclear plants. That's steam. But they always show U.S. plants and British plants in the winter because the steam goes further. The warm water vapor and carbon dioxide coming out, just like during the winter when you breathe outside, it's cold. You see condensation. Kids think it's smoke, but it's water vapor. They show the water vapor and say, oh, my God, we're all dead. Look at the pollution. Treating you like you're a moron. Meanwhile, in China, on most days, they have to wear masks. People die every day from the smog. It is living hell. Paul Watson has been all over China because he was married, I guess, 5-6 years to a nice Chinese lady. They're divorced now. And he said it was hell on earth. And he went all over the country and would be shaken down by the police. You think Mexico's bad? When he tried to go see Tibet or tried to travel around and see some of the sites, he said China's got some beautiful, beautiful areas. But it's all just corruption and backstabbing and just dead people on the side of the street and crap all over the ground. And just, but that's the sucking sound Ross Perot talked about. You lower our wages, you take our jobs overseas. It doesn't build up the Chinese, it drives them down. Meanwhile, most of China's not even populated. The government didn't want the population to not be under their control, so they forced them into sectors and into valleys where they forced them to be collectivized and farm. And then you can't make a living doing that, so you then go to the city. It is a truly nightmare situation. You know, I've already digressed, excuse me. We have the big news. It's up on drudgereport.com. EU boss will break up the USA. I always said the globalists and the UN would try to break the United States up. That's what Mecha and La Raza and the Ford Foundation are all about. That's what bringing in all the Islamists is about. And there it is. We'll break up the USA. We know what George Soros and you have been publicly trying, sir. And we're going to expose you. straight ahead. See, everything we warned you about is all being admitted now because we're on target. Stay with us.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
MSNBC's Chris Matthews, who should be in a retirement home somewhere playing bingo by now, but for some reason is still allowed to spew his senile and paranoid fantasies on the airwaves, thinks that Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner may have people murdered if they look at them when they're out to eat somewhere. Ivanka is now officially an advisor to her father. For the last several months, she's had an office in the White House and in an unofficial role, she's been an advisor. But now she is officially part of the White House staff. Although it is an unpaid position, she decided to forego her salary. And what this really means is that she is just now held accountable to the ethical standards of government employees. But now that her role is official, it has sparked new paranoid delusions amongst the liberal lunatics. Take it away, Chris Matthews.
You know, Uday and Kusei working for Saddam Hussein, you couldn't go to a restaurant and have eye contact when this guy's not getting killed. Okay. These people are really powerful. Imagine getting into a fight in the office with Jared or Ivanka.
Well, that's
they have enormous power, and they're always going to be there.
This is what I worry about for other people in the White House. Ivanka Trump has been described as her father's eyes and ears on the ground. That's a little scary if you're just a regular White House staffer.
Yes, you heard him correctly. He just compared Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner working for the president to Saddam Hussein's two psychotic and murderous sons working for him. one of which reportedly covered a woman in honey and then fed her to two hungry and angry dogs who ripped her apart. I don't know what the hell they're smoking over there at MSNBC, because it wasn't that long ago that reporter Katie Turr, who covered the Trump campaign throughout the entire 2016 election, expressed concerns that President Trump may start assassinating journalists.
What is your sense of why this president is going above and beyond, bending over backwards, if you will, to stay away from criticizing the Russian president and to almost give him an excuse? As we know, there's, since 2000, been a couple dozen suspicious deaths of journalists in Russia who came out against the government there. Donald Trump has made no secret about going after journalists and his distaste for any news that doesn't agree with him here. Do you find that this is a dangerous path he is heading down?
I think the enemy propaganda that spews out of your network is dangerous. President Trump, you and Ivanka aren't going to start killing your critics, are you?
I'm totally against that. By the way, I hate some of these people, but I'd never kill them.
We do too.
I hate them. No, these people, honestly, I'll be honest. I would never kill them.
Are you sure?
I would never do that.
Okay. Positive?
Let's see. No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Right.
I would never kill them.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Mr. President. We do have some good news, though. A new poll conducted by Monmouth University shows that 6 out of 10 Americans think that mainstream media reports fake news. BuzzFeed is currently being sued for putting out fake news, for publishing that shameful, pathetic, defamatory clickbait article about the debunked Donald Trump Russian dossier, which claimed that he was caught on camera getting urinated on by Russian hookers. Unfortunately, it's not President Trump who is suing BuzzFeed, but a Russian tech guru who was mentioned in the story is suing BuzzFeed and their senior editor Ben Smith for defamation because they mentioned him in the article. They have since apologized and retracted his name, but the lawsuit is still going forward. In other insane news, Michael Moore is blaming President Trump for the extinction of the human race. And no, I'm not joking. Every time I see crazy tweets like this floating around, instead of just reporting on it because I don't want to be inaccurate, I don't want to get duped by a satire or a parody or fake tweets, I go to the official Twitter account to make sure that it was a real tweet. It's almost impossible to tell satire from the actual liberal agenda these days. They're that insane. And so this, from the official Michael Moore verified Twitter account, yes, historians in the near future will mark today, March 28, 2017, as the day of the extinction of human life on Earth began, thanks to Donald Trump.
That's the great Mark Dice. We also have Van Jones on CNN saying that Trump is going to kill the planet. And we also have April Ryan responds to Sean Spicer praise by implying he's sexist. So you can say that Ivanka Trump shouldn't be in the White House. It's creepy to have your family working with you and around you. That's why the world's always worked until recent times when the family's dirty and creepy and don't say you have a father or mother on your kindergarten entrance papers to school because someone else might not have a mother or father, or don't say mankind in a paper or you'll be given, 20 points off. Your last name's Grab Her. I guess you can't use that in documents or your license plate because it's hurtful. This is the attack on common sense, the assault on knowledge, the assault on language itself by design. Imagine saying that Trump having some of his family around the White House because he trusts them and knows they can get things done. They're already successful business people who've made hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, in the case of Jared Kushner, on his own, with millions he was given by family. The point is, these are good stewards. These are smart people. That's who you're supposed to have. Do you know who I have at InfoWars running things? My dad. And then I've got my first cousin, Buckley, who does a lot of key work around here. And I've got my sister working here because they're competent and I can trust them. That's what family's for. But see, they invert reality and have this hysteria now. Oh my God, a new Russian investigation. Republicans are joining in. Of course, Republicans are driving it like John McCain. So they've gone from there is no intelligence to, oh, we were spying on you. Well, first, we're spying on you. No, we never did that. You're crazy. Now, we did spy on you. We have the evidence. We're going to bring it out. And then Trump keeps saying, bring it out. Bring it out, because the House Intelligence Committee has seen it. Phone calls by Jared Kushner and General Flynn with the Russians lining up calls with the president. That's what happens. Donald Trump calls you. It's just the secretary. You talk to Mr. Trump, now President Trump. Bam, you're talking to the president. Or he just calls you up. But sometimes the secretary calls and says, are you available to talk to the president? Are you available to talk to President-elect or before that, Trump? Absolutely. All right, he's going to call you in 2 minutes. Boom, Trump calls you. But the point is, that's what goes on. That's what happens. That's how they line up these phone calls. But Trump can't just call Putin up. He has to have someone, an intermediary, go line up, heads of state talking. But again, their big victory here is not even so much trying to remove Trump from office, which they're building towards. The big victory they've already gotten is any communication with Russia becomes a huge illegal activity in the public mind when it's not. Or Sean Spicer makes a joke about Russian dressing, Russian salad dressing, and it becomes an issue. Oh, my God, let's investigate salad dressing. It's now reached total boogeyman, witch hunt, look under the table proportions. That's right, video. CNN investigated Russian salad dressing after White House press secretary joke. Networks say Spicer is racist and sexist for asking a reporter not to shake her head at him, which is just the body language of you ask a question and then you rudely are saying you're a liar with your body language. 90% of communications is body language when it's physical. It's not audible. And it's his verbal communication. Don't shake your head at me like I'm full of baloney. In fact, we ought to play that clip. I never got to that clip from a few days ago. But that becomes the big controversy. April Ryan responds to Sean Spicer's praise by implying he's sexist. But, oh, Nunes isn't qualified. They just keep saying he's not qualified. What does that mean when he's the head of the House Intelligence Committee and has a good long record? It just makes no sense. A panel on Spicer and April Ryan goes nuts. I'm going to play some of these clips because, again, we have all this incredible news to break down. But when you understand the context of the type of people we're fighting, it's just crazy. But the good news is, we have several reports today. One is by John Bowne. Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer, psycho Dems on the loose, just shows what bumbling, babbling ding-dongs they are. And then you've got all these other clips where they're freaking out and melting down and acting like complete idiots. I mean, it's just everywhere. Chuck Schumer has a hard time with a simple leftist chant. Again, they're acting very senile, very off balance. Suddenly in the last few months, I think they're completely stunned. They thought they were invincible. And all the things you're seeing, all the harassment of the independent press and all the disinformation, all the things they're doing are attempts to, again, triple down on the lies. Because the lies always worked in the past, and the fact that it suddenly isn't working has them panicking. And has them panicking in a big, big, big way. Meanwhile, let's just, before I get to that, look at a couple little mini hoaxes. It was spring break. Judge Napolitano has personally told me years ago that he likes to take off a few weeks in March when things start to warm up a little bit on the East Coast and go kayaking at his farm in New Jersey. And the few times I've met him, it's all he talks about is his farm in New Jersey. He just likes rural things, likes his garden, likes kayaking in the river. And by the way, he was scheduled to go on vacation for a week and a half. He went on vacation and they lied and said he'd been suspended or maybe fired because he said there was foreign intelligence that the U.S. was doing that caught up the president-elect. That's a fact that goes on. They record the president-elect with a phone system he uses when he starts making calls to foreign leaders, and a transcript is released to the National Archives. Then they decide whether to make it public or not. That's been going on since JFK and sometimes before with Eisenhower. They come out and say that the highly respected judge is an idiot and that he's been suspended. suspended Fox News expert returns and doubles down on baseless wiretapping claims. No, the Washington Post doubled down yesterday with the same lie as before. He went on spring break. That's why you've been seeing the ads on Fox this week. Bill's back, Bill's back, Bill's back. You notice you've seen the second string on Fox News, which I like a lot better than some of the first string. But the point is, I watch Fox some in the morning when I'm on the elliptical or working out. Everybody's on spring break in the middle and late into March. Bill O'Reilly hasn't been suspended. He was on spring break. Fox put out a statement and said he was on spring break. He was not suspended. So, again, they're spinning all of this. Napolitano came out when he was on vacation a day into it and said, I'm on vacation. This is fake news. No one picked that up but us. Again, you're saying, well, there's bigger things in the world than this, Alex. I know there is. The point is, it's the way they lie, the way they twist, the way they spin. So now they're getting even more out of control. I made phone calls to Bruce Fein, former chief counsel of the Federal Communications Commission. I read the briefs. I read the reports. I read what the outgoing head of the FCC said and other members of it that have been defending free speech and saying the Federal Elections Commission and the FCC should not be over the Internet. That's the Republican members that have been defending it. Now the Republican House moves, just as the FCC has done, to say, we're not doing Obama's net neutrality. You go, wait a minute, we all want net neutrality. I want it too. It's a name. It's not net neutrality. It was the FCC and the Federal Elections Commission declaring full jurisdiction over the Internet and the intent to openly ban InfoWars and Drudge off of advertising on the Internet or having political links. That is their stated admission now. And the members of the Democratic FCC and Federal Elections Commission last week issued statements again saying they intend to shut down Drudge Report. If Drudge can't link to articles that are deemed political, they can't link to anything. It's the same thing. AdRoll, oh, you're political. You're not allowed to have political ads. What? We're not PACs. We're not registered. We're not collecting money for political stuff. Everything we do is political. Free speech is political. My ads for my website or my show or for supplements or for body armor or for seeds or water filters, that's what we ran ads for very successfully. And AdRoll bans us. And now Media Matters is making a big thing out of it, going around saying, shut off our money, kick us off, get rid of us. And then behind the scenes, trying to cook up other actions against us. Tortious interference, in my opinion, by the very definition. But, you know, call it what you want. Remember that memo came out 5 years ago, Politico reported? We can probably pull it up. I remember the exact headline was, Media Matters memo shows plan to take down right-wing media. But then you read, it says things like Fox News, you know, InfoWars, and it says, we will physically infiltrate and bring institutions down from within. I'm not at liberty to get into it because it gets into classified information, but there has been operations ongoing, and I'm not going to say by Media Matters. Media Matters has called for them, but by groups connected even to foreign intelligence trying to bring down InfoWars. Because, see, if they can't get our own intelligence agencies to do it, they're going to farm it out. The Saudi Arabians, the Chinese are all over our asses. Okay? I mean, this country is in a total war right now for its very survival. And how many times have I told you the UN and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment and all the same groups you hear that underwrite NPR, they're the ones that go get the major Fortune 500 to then put billions a year behind all the anti-family, anti-gun, anti-border crap you see. And they have been openly teaching for 60 years in the entire Southwest, now it's nationwide, that Mexicans have been abused and had their mythical kingdom of Aslan. It's literally taken out of a Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe idea. And that the mythical Texas all the way through Colorado to California up into Oregon is Aztlan. And there's actually UN models and maps to put us into a super region and then break the country up into ethnically controlled enclaves. It's called Balkanization. The British called it the Great Game. This is admitted in the WikiLeaks, and now, top story on Drudge. EU boss, we will break up the USA. That's not Alex Jones saying they're planning that. That's out of his mouth, Juncker. There's video of it. EU could break up the U.S. Juncker in jaw-dropping threat to Trump over support for Brexit. They've swallowed England without a vote ever happening, make 91% of their laws. The Brits don't like it, and they're so arrogant, they've said, we'll march our military into other states that try to leave. They don't dare say that to England. But they dare say it to France, to Germany, to Italy, to Greece, to Spain. The EU has been threatening to send in EU troops into Catalonia. Because those folks aren't Spanish. They're not French. They're their own group that goes back more than 5,000 years. Very interesting culture. The point is that's the big bread. That's who makes all the money and is the most creative in Spain. They're also the area that held out and never got taken over by the Muslims. But if you continue to break all this down, understand the history of it. They said, we'll march EU troops in if you don't stay under Spain and the EU. This is military threat. And I guess no one took Hitler serious till he started going into Danzig and into Czechoslovakia and then into Poland and, of course, into Austria. And then you know the rest of the story, into France, and then into North Africa, and then into Russia. And NATO's ignoring, our troops in NATO are under NATO command, ignoring what a U.S. president says. That freaks Trump out. You want to know why Trump's freaked out? He's learned that our military is basically run by NATO when it's in NATO. And NATO is the UN EU globalist army. And we're right back where we were. And Russia doesn't like the EU. And American patriots don't like the EU. And so they say, oh, we're with Russia because we don't like a giant authoritarian state with nuclear weapons threatening to invade everywhere. And the EU is what's trying to gobble up all the member states around Russia. The EU is a giant, disgusting, unelected creature. The EU was set up as a steel deal in the Treaty of London. And then, a decade later, completed in the Treaty of Rome in 1956. 1949, then 1956. It's all in my film Endgame. I show all the documents, all the treaties. But then it allowed the co-opting of the politicians to then start creating boards that transferred power out of the country. And then suddenly you wake up and you're under EU control and they're saying, we will march troops into Greece, into Italy. We will do whatever we want. And the EU was openly involved in the election, remember, giving money and trying to stop Trump and running bots. And they say the Russians, the EU is way more powerful than Russia economically. The EU has an economy that is the third largest, if not the second largest in the world, depending on how you slice it. Because you got the U.S. still number one, China number two, the EU a close third. But you really look at real industrialization and stuff. You could argue when it comes to high-tech and industrialization, Europe is numero uno because the elite are based there. The public doesn't get any of it. You go to Switzerland or something, it's like you're in a spaceship. Surrounded by beautiful green mountains everywhere. It's like, what's going on here? You go there, you don't ever want to come back. EU could break up the U.S. Juncker in jaw-dropping threat to Trump over support for Brexit. European Union boss Jean-Claude Juncker. They had Nazi aircraft called Junkers. That's his family name. This afternoon issued a jaw-dropping threat to the United States, saying he could campaign to break up the country in revenge for Donald Trump's supportive comments about Brexit. You're not a country. The people don't want to be in it. The member states didn't get to vote on it. But let's go look at the girl in the leotard. That's probably more important. Better looking at Juncker, I'll tell you that. And he just goes through it all. So, This is where we stand. This is where we are. This is what we're dealing with. Communist, Chinese, the EU, all in our business. Saying, get out of our business and we'll get in your business. Hey, the EU is the global government. It is in our business. It's our enemy. It's a whole region already taken over. We want to free them. We want to be free. We want Russia to be free. We want North Korea to be free. We want Venezuela to
be
free.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the boss. Or I can talk to the boss.
Now I'm calling it Junker. It's Junker. Jean-Claude Juncker, he's the head of the EU. And I've read so much history that I went, you know, I know who he is. He was the president of Luxembourg, which is the richest little country in the world, tax exempt, and it makes Switzerland look poor in the type of money and drug money and you name it that goes through it. And basically, NATO launders its money through it. So Jean-Claude Juncker, or Junker, is how if you just spelled it out without the German pronunciation. I was sitting there thinking about him, and I went, wait a minute. The most powerful family in Germany that backed Hitler was the Junkers. I remember reading about the Junkers, and they even had their aircraft company, Junker, that had bombers and fighter bombers and all the rest of it from World War II. There's the Junkers, JU-88. There were a bunch of them. They had Junker dive bombers that would accelerate down and then scream back up. That way they could hit their targets dead on. They had a lot of loving weapons. The JU-88C, the JU-88R. Again, let's look at the dive bomber. Let's go back up to the top there where it lists all the aircraft they made. There's like 15 of them or so there. Yeah, go to the dive bomber. There you go. The loving. Oh, they really liked those in Greece when they first used a bunch of those when they came in Greece and then would dive bomb all the fortresses and emplacements with them. Talk about horrifying. Yes, they made the first attack bomber. So, it's just interesting to have background because that's why I get so frustrated when I see these people on TV. I see Junker on TV and then I immediately get pissed because my brain pulls up. Yeah, there's the famous dive bomber. In fact, the biggest ace of World War II, I forget his name, was a German dive bomber. He destroyed like 500 Russian tanks with his dive bomber Junker aircraft. 500. And that was the confirmed kills. Then they took him out of that when the jets came out. And I was watching an interview with him before he died. And you got to admit the Germans had the best aces. They would just stay in the air like 15 hours a day. And when the jet got shot down, he turned it around on a road, was blowing tanks up with it, with his cannon as they came down the road. I mean, just crazy stuff. Yeah, it was like something like 500 tanks he blew up with his Junker. So, let's talk about who real Nazis are, shall we? Because this guy was alive when this was going on. And we need to do an investigative report on his family. Because they were basically the nobility and ruled Prussia, which was the jewel of the crown of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And guess what Prussia did? It produced slave soldiers who were so into being slaves in their fancy black Hessian boots and their blue uniforms that they were proud that they were raised for their entire life to fight and die. So that's where the Nazis got that particular leadership. Of submarine captains and people that didn't care about dying, whole crews that wanted to die, nobody cared, they were just ready to kill. Came out of Prussia. And who helped set it up and modern psychiatry and everything out of Prussia? Our little boss that says he'll break the U.S. up. And he means it. And he's threatening to, of course, he's from Luxembourg now, because he can tax the Germans and suck off of them and have them fund the whole EU while he and his family sit tax-free in Luxembourg. He is a Luxembourg politician. Since 2014, Juncker has been president of the European Commission, which is unelected, I should point out, but runs it, which is the European Union EU executive branch that just created itself. Mein Führer! What about real Nazis? That's one on screen, baby. That's the real deal. You want to talk about Count Dracula? You're looking at it. And just pull up his family. In fact, let's pull up his bio. Let's get into his whole deal. Born in 1954, I guess he looks old. He missed it. His major influence was his father, Joseph, who was forcibly conscripted. Oh, of course. Everyone got an order to be conscripted. You didn't volunteer into this. That's a little lawyer game they play. You get the order, you go in. It isn't. Born in 54, his major influence was his father, Joseph, who was forcibly conscripted into the Nazi army, just like George Soros, during the war and packed off the Russian front. He bore the scars of combat, mental and physical, for the rest of his days, but stoically declined to discuss his suffering. Oh, the Nazi soldier of the richest family in Germany is so cool. He's so good. He had to do it. He got ordered to. But it gets better. See, this is why I get frustrated constantly. George Soros, for 4 years, had a Hungarian handler, and they would send him in when he was 13, 14, 15, 16 to ferret out where Jews were hidden, and then they would rob all their stuff and sell them out to the Nazis. And there's been books written by this, by Jewish historians, you name it, about Madeleine Albright's family. Remember, she got caught with the stolen art worth tens of millions and her house stolen from Jews that were killed. She was Jewish. Her dad managed selling Jews out. Juncker attended a boarding school in Belgium, a university in Alsatian, where he is thought to have met his future wife. Christine's father was one of Hitler's so-called propaganda commissars. Oh, he married into one of the top Hitler people, of course, and was among those responsible for the germification of his home country of Luxembourg. Oh, exactly. See, it's not just he moved there to be tax-exempt. They took it over. Must nice little duchy for him. He also helped enforce the Nuremberg laws that stripped Jews of their rights and was the precursor to the Holocaust. Told you. See, notice I told you all this about Juncker without even having to pull it up because I've read 500 books on Nazi Germany, if I've read one. And I see these, it's like Schwarzenegger, loves Hitler, told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler, he wants to be a dictator, he wants our guns, he wants open borders, so the Republicans worship him. He would meet friends at the door in an SS uniform saying, Heil Hitler. So he gets an ADL award. I fight Nazis. The ADL lies about me because the ADL, in my research, is just the same brand of Jews that sit on top of the Jews and feed on them generationally over and over again. It's disgusting. And then they have these articles, oh, Alex hates Jews. Oh, yeah, right. There he is wearing a SS officer's belt. But it's no big deal. His dad was an SS officer in the Gestapo. Oh, that's right. He wasn't just in the armed SS or the commandos. He was, oh yeah, there he is, a Nazi naval belt. But just listen. His dad was so good, he stayed behind in the war in Austria to make sure everybody behaved themselves. And then his older brother who died before him, because he was alive during the war. Arnold was born after the war a few years. Died in a car wreck, but he was the favorite. He was the product of an approved SS marriage. See, I love how Nazi this, Nazi that, but then no one even really knows anything about it. Yes, Gustav Schwarzenegger. Here, let's just go over all that for you. Now, let's continue here. Let's hear, though, about the Nazi now from the Forward, the biggest Jewish newspaper in the United States, because Media Matters put an article out on me yesterday. Pro-Trump radio host Alex Jones rants that George Soros is the head of the Jewish mafia. They then don't give all my quotes or all my comments where I said he was a Nazi that fed on Jews and rounded them up. And then today he has been caught in the WikiLeaks trying to bring down Israel and break it up. That's in the WikiLeaks show because I don't want to blow up Israel and turn it over to the Islamicist, I am now anti-Jew. Total inversion of reality. They've made thousands of movies about Nazi Germany and then somehow projected the guilt onto the American people in Hollywood. But you've never seen a Hollywood movie where they actually show you where all really was happening with the Nazis and what they're really up to and what's really happening. But I'm digressing. I've got so much to cover. But see, I could do that with any one of these articles today. I could give you a whole background on, oh, this guy says he'll break the U.S. up. He says he'll march troops into all these EU countries. When his family marched into Luxembourg and captured it in World War II, and he was the head of it until 4 years ago when he got to the top slot of the unelected EU. Jean-Claude Juncker is a unelected dictator of the dictatorship that's the EU. And ladies and gentlemen, they have the communist Chinese dictator who was elected by the Central Committee and Politburo show up at Davos 2 months ago and say, together, the EU and China will lead the world and we will defeat Trump and this nationalist populist movement. Every American should have gotten behind Trump at that moment. This is absolute organized crime, declaration of war with the biggest crime lord in the history of the world, the communist Chinese, openly announcing they're working with Zuckerberg and everybody else to start censoring us. Zuckerberg is now censoring any criticism of Islam on Facebook under orders by Pakistan and helping report people who then have their heads chopped off in Pakistan. That was on the news yesterday. You cannot make up the magnitude. We got radical Islam. We got weirdo Nazis running EU, threatening to break us up. We've got, with their traitors all in our government. We've got crazy town going on, and then we've got the media saying Donald Trump's a Russian agent, and he's being investigated, and he might have to be overthrown, and we might need COG, and, you know, just cancel Congress for 6 months, because it's all the Republicans now. They all came in on a fake election. Everybody else better get in line now. A few Republicans that say they want Trump out of office, like these senators, you can stay. You're part of the club. Everybody else, the American people don't like globalism, don't like being sold out. We're just going to cancel everything. And they're trying to, they're up at the edge of the cliff. Oh, yeah, now the New York Times says Trump's a Chinese agent. That's right, I forgot that one from yesterday. They've now got themselves up to the edge of the cliff. And they're thinking, are we going to jump? Are we going to jump? And they're kind of, and they're led by a bunch of loons like Nancy Pelosi and Jean-Claude Juncker, the war criminal Nazi family of all families. I mean, they're... If there were nine ringwraiths and Hitler was Sauron, the Junkers are like the Witch King. To use, I like to use those allegories because they're good for what we're facing. And, of course, he was in World War One, the guy that wrote that, and you know, said there's a lot of parallels to what's happened in Europe and wars in The Lord of the Rings. I don't really like the cheesy movies, but the books are good. The point is that this guy's literally the Witch King of the Lord of the Rings. I mean, if there was Nazgul, he'd be the chief Nazgul, the number two guy. I mean, these families, ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Mengele is related to him. Look that up. I remember that part. That's the angel of death. Most of what he did was classified, brain transplants, you name it. And little kids, I mean, you name it. And then sometimes for fun, just in the morning, he'd take like four or five little kids in the back of their big open-top Mercedes out in the field and give them all chocolates and then pull his Luger out and shoot them all in the head just for a morning enjoyment. These are really nice people, and I get to have the Jewish newspapers talk bad about me. Isn't that nice? Good. Make up whatever crap you want. I look at the San Diego Jewish World. It looks like a five-year-old girl wrote the article. Is that in the foreword? Here it is. Sorry. Josephine Dolstein looks like she's 12 years old. I'm glad you're there to expose the anti-Semites, sweetheart. Thank you. And here's the deal. This has come out in the news. But see, the media won't show you. Does she look? She's about 14, right? Maybe 12? My 13-year-old daughter looks older than her. I'm just saying, this is the person that's writing articles basically trying to edit what I said to sound like I'm saying Jewish mafia is running everything. No, no. It's not that it's a Jewish mafia running everything. It's that there is a powerful Jewish mafia that I've studied that more than any other mafia, and all mafias feed on their own people and they're protecting them. The Jewish mafia has a horrible history, especially in Europe, of making Jews pay to get out and then double-crossing them on top of it. And it was equivalent of $1 million, U.S. dollars at that time. Again, my grandfather grew up in a wealthy area in a mainly kind of German enclave in Dallas. And he, again, there was a guy who had a factory, but he had his tinkering shop that was a factory down the road. And my grandfather, from the time I was a little kid, worked over there. And he was German. He wasn't Jewish, the guy down the street. And he was a famous guy. My grandfather told the story a couple times, who had invented a lot of the modern refrigeration you see. So he was very, very rich. But he had family still in Germany and still spoke with a German accent. You know, my grandfather was several generations back, Germans that had come over. But even back then, Germans kind of lived in their own areas sometimes. You know, that's the way it is in big cities. But the point is that he watched all his companies get sold and everything gone. Well, my grandfather was off in World War II, and he came back, and everything had been taken from the guy because the Nazis had so many agents inside the United States. they were threatening to kill his family in Germany if he didn't give him all his money. That's why my grandfather hated Nazis so much. And then there were so many Nazis. And I remember my mom, because it wasn't known that they brought over 36,000 plus Nazis, just 36,000 Nazi scientists in the rat line for NASA and, you know, so many other places. And my grandfather was a lease hound. And so he would drive around all over New Mexico, all over Texas. And the only places to get food sometimes or gas would be military bases. And he would just talk about, and he was, you know, part German, so he was proud to be part German, proud of his ancestry. But he would get so mad at the arrogant Nazis all just sitting around inside the military bases shooting their mouths off. He told me a couple stories, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's just say there were some fights. But the point is that I know all about this. And it really is disgusting what the sellout media, whether it's you know, the Jewish press and all this, that always attacks people that expose this. And I just have to ask the Forward and everybody else, what the hell, man? I mean, are you really want to be complicit in covering up this stuff that's going on when you know, when any Jews I talk to that are educated know all about this? Most Jews I know are pissed off about this. Take Steve Pachinik. He's Jewish. He hates it. He'll talk about it. He'll tell you all about it. And he actually had family that didn't make it out of Europe. Roosevelt wouldn't, you know, it's just a whole other story. We'll be back with other news, though. But there's the truth about who wants to break up America. A filthy, rich, scumbag Nazi.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
if you want to research him and his family, I walked in there and went, you know, the Junkers are one of the most powerful families in Germany, top three. They created mind war, mind control. They basically hijacked Luxembourg. I said, look that up. And then you look it up, and it's worse than I said. I mean, you study the people at Bilderberg, it'll make your mouth hang open. They'll usually have a few people there that they're grooming to be president to see if they're going to play ball. Rick Perry went. They didn't like him. I'm not saying Perry's perfect, but they didn't like him. Peter Thiel's gone, but he's doing a lot of good. See if a judge a tree by its fruits. But the old guys that set it up, it was the Nazi families left over from World War II in a true armistice meeting that they began to have in 1945. It didn't officially get a name until 1954, 9 years later in Oosterbeek, Holland, at the Bilderberg Hotel. And see, they hope you're not informed. I'm informed, and I'm not bragging. I'm on target. I have their whole plan. So this isn't a Nazi conspiracy. It's like Hydra. And again, they put that in movies. It shows how this is known. That's what's so frustrating. Look at how the mainly Jewish comic book writers create Hydra and all this, and it's dead on, shadow, underground, eugenic-style government, because the Jews have been assaulted by this. I'm telling you, anybody who's informed knows about this. I'm not, like, making up some new cosmology here. This is real. Then they turn it into Red Skull and all this stuff, and it becomes a joke, and then they have the Forward come out and attack me because I'm warning everybody about this. I don't like George Soros, the Nazi collaborator that rounded up thousands of Jews and robbed them to their deaths. He went on 60 Minutes and said he's not ashamed of that because he survived. A greedy monster. And then the alchemy is, he's good, give him ADL awards. Alex Jones is anti-Semitic. And I don't even run from that. I don't sit there and say I'm not, because I want to curry favor with the dying MSM and all the traitors to humanity that are involved in it, and Hollywood, and just all the pedophilia and just evil people, whether they're German or Chinese or Jewish background or Christian, whatever you call yourself. I don't like evil people. And folks better realize how much danger they're in, because this whole globalist program is the Nazi program that failed, but it didn't come from Nazis. The Nazis were a globalist empire test of the groups operating in Europe, operating in England, operating in the U.S. In the 1850s, the British royalty launched their mind war and eugenics programs to counter their German cousins, because they were German. They were related to the Junkers and others. They knew the British royalty is German. It has been since George the First. We defeated George the Third. And so they accelerated their mind war program to counter the Germans, because they were cousins, but they were fighting with each other. Literal cousins. I got a plug. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're under total attack. We need your prayers. We need your support. We've got specials that end tomorrow. 30% off Super Male Vitality and 30% off Bio True Selenium, the very best, strongest selenium out there. Super high quality glass bottle. I can't believe how low we sell it for. Competing brands aren't even as strong. They're like $40. This is a really good deal at $29. And that's with the X2 Bio True Selenium combo. So it's just an incredibly good deal to get both of those together. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, we're going to just expand and move forward. Your prayers are most important. And know they're trying to censor and block us. So articles, videos, on Facebook, on Twitter, on your email, your neighbors, physically show them the videos. Physically show them InfoWars.com. Say, this is what they're blocking. This is who they're saying is a Russian operative. This is who they say the president listens to. Find out why they're so scared. And their leaked documents in WikiLeaks, there they talk about how to neutralize InfoWars, folks. They're scared of us because we know who they are more than they do. You know, so these globalists are lazy. Okay? Junkers didn't capture all this. His parents did. We're going to defeat them. We're going to break them. We will break you, Junker. We will break you.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a